Good morning, Radha Kala Chanjidam. Good morning to all the assembled devotees, seen and unseen. It's always a wonderful experience to get an opportunity to read from the Srimad Bhagavatam in front of Radha Kala Chanji. It's good to read from the Srimad Bhagavatam anytime, because wherever we are, Krishna is. And we're reading from the 11th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 23. And, well, I see it's text 27. Ah. Krishna is a trickster. Last night it was text 25. So, as usual, with the mercy of Lord Krishna, Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada, and our Guru Parampara, I will cover these texts to the best of my ability. But before we do the reading of Srimad Bhagavatam, we always like to sing Jaya Radha Madhava for the mercy and for the blessings.
Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari, 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 Jai Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari, 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 Yamuna Tira Vanachari, Yamuna Tira Vanachari, Yamuna Tira Vanachari, Yamuna Tira Vanachari, Yashoda Nandana Braja Chara Ranjanam, Yashoda Nandana Braja Chara Ranjanam, Yashoda Nandana Braja Chara Ranjanan, Yashoda Nandana Braja Chara Ranjanan, Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari, Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari, Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari, Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari, Yamuna Tira Vanachari, Natira Vanachari, Yashoda Nandana Braja Chara Ranjanan, Yashoda Nandana Braja Chara Ranjanan, Yashoda Nandana Braja Chara Ranjanan, Yashoda Nandana Braja Chara Ranjanan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Kala Chandri, Radha Kala Chandri Radhe. 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 Jaya Jaya Jagannath. Jagannath, Jagannath, Jaya Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jaya Jagannath, 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 Jaya Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jaya Baladev, 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 Jaya Jaya Baladev, Jaya Jaya Baladev, Baladev. Baladev, Jaya Jaya Baladev, Jaya Jaya Subhadra, 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 Jaya Jaya Subhadra, Jaya Jaya Subhadra, 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 Jaya Jaya Subhadra, Jaya Jaya Gornitai, Gornitai. Gornitai, Jaya Jaya Gornitai, Jaya Jaya Gornitai, 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 Jaya Jaya Gornitai, Nitai Goro Haribol, 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 Nitai Goro Haribol, Nitai Goro Haribol, Haribol. Hari Bol Nitai Goro Hari Bol.
Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Shri Shri Radhakala Chanji Ki Jai. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Gnana Timarandasya Gananjanan Chalakaya Chakshon Militam Yena Tashmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Let's see, we're starting with text 27 for sure. And, of course, we're covering again the continuing lessons from the Sangha of the Avanti Brahmana. Text 27. Kim dane dana deva kim. Kim dane dana deva kim. Kameva kama de uta. Kameva kama deuta. Mrityuna grasha manasha. Mrityuna graya manasha. Kama devota janmadai. Kama devota janmadai. Kim dana dana deva kim kameva kama de uta mrityuna graya manasha kama devota janmadai. Kim dana dana deva kim kameva kama de uta mrityuna graya manasha kama devota janmadai. Kim dana dana deva kim. Kameva kame deuta. Mityuna grasha menasha. Kama devota janmadahi. Did I miss? Did I throw you off? Forgive me. Word for word. Kim. Of what use Dhani are different kinds of wealth. Dhanadayi, the givers of wealth. Va, or. Kim, what is the use? Kami, of the objects of sense gratification. Va, or. Kama, dai, those who gives such sense gratification. Uta, or. Mrityuna, by death. Grasha Manasya, or for one who is being seized. Kamabi, by fruit of activities. Vauta, or else. Janmadayi, which give him his next birth. The translation here is for one who is in the grips of death, what is the use of wealth or those who offer it? Sense gratification or those who offer it? Or, for that matter, any type of fruitive activity which simply causes one to again take birth in the material world. Again, for one who is in the grips of death, what is the use of wealth or those who offer it? Sense gratification or those who offer it? Or for that matter, any type of fruitive activity which simply causes one to again take birth in the material world. Now, there isn't a purport here, so we'll go on to 28, and I'll just read that, and then we'll do the word for word. And 28 has a purport. Nunam me bhagavam tushta savadeva mayu hari yena nito dasamita nivedas chatmana plava. Nunam me bhagavam tushta savadeva mayu hari yena nito dasamita nivedas chatmana plava. Nunam, certainly. Ni, with me. Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Tushta, is satisfied. Sarvadeva Maya, who compromises all the demigods. Hari, Lord Vishnu, Yena, by whom? Nita, I have been brought. Dasham, to the condition. Itam, this, Niveda, detachment, cha, and, Atmana, of the self, plava, the boat to carry me over the ocean of material suffering. And the translation for this text, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Hari, who contains within himself all the demigods, must be satisfied with me. Indeed, he has brought me to this suffering condition and forced me to experience detachment, which is the boat to carry me over this ocean of material life. Now, this is a statement from the Avanti Brahmana, but I guess any of us could relate to this and say it also, depending on what's going on in our lives. And of course, it's never perfect at any consistent point in time. Translation again. the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Hari, who contains within himself all the demigods, must be satisfied with me. Indeed, he has brought me to this suffering condition and forced me to experience detachment, which is the boat to carry me over this ocean of material life. And the purport here, the Brahmana could understand that the demigods who award different types of sense gratification as the result of one's fruitive activities cannot bestow the highest benefit in life. When the Brahmana lost all his property, he could understand that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who comprises all the demigods, had given him the highest perfection, not by awarding sense gratification, but by saving him from the ocean of material enjoyment. Being thus deprived of the opportunity to cultivate religiosity, wealth, sense gratification, and liberation, the Brahmana became detached and transcendental knowledge awakened within his heart. Again, the Brahmana could understand that the demigods who award different types of sense gratification as the result of one's fruitive activities cannot bestow the highest benefit in life. When the Brahmana lost all his property, he could understand that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who comprises all the demigods, had given him the highest perfection, not by awarding sense gratification, but by saving him from the ocean of material enjoyment. Being thus deprived of the opportunity to cultivate religiosity, wealth, sense gratification, and liberation, the Brahmana became detached, and transcendental knowledge awakened within the heart. Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Tirtha Swami Itinamane. Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Itinamane. Again, we're talking about the Avanti Brahmana, and previously in the chapters, in the previous texts, it describes how the Brahmana had been given or had had so much facilitation, but he did not properly take advantage of it. And it makes one think about how often we deny others, our loved ones, how often we deny ourselves the benefit, and take this the right way, but the benefit of enjoying the blessings of the Lord. It doesn't mean that we should overindulge or become overwhelmed by the blessings of the Lord. But what we find ourselves doing most of the time, most people that have acquired some degree of opulence and wealth, is we're usually saving it for a rainy day that never comes, or we're saving it for children or grandchildren. And there is no guarantee, as much as we may love them, and I love mine dearly, and we always want the best for them, But as much as we're saving wealth for these loved ones, there's no guarantee that they're going to be devotees. There's no guarantee that they're going to take initiation or diksha. So it's very important that as humans, as parents, and in this particular case, as the head of the household, we set a solid foundation, a solid religious foundation. I think someone questioned the degree of which religious foundation, because there's so many out there. Bona fide religious foundation. It's important that one have that type of foundation. But even with the Avanti Brahmana, even though earlier he had led a pious life, he had become covered over with the degree of wealth, the money that he acquired. So his family suffered. It wasn't the typical household, and I don't think there is such a thing as a typical household anymore, but gradually what happened with the Avanti Brahmana is that he began to lose his wealth by way of thieves, and most of us are familiar with this. The government always has their hands to some degree in our pocket. Now, whether or not they reciprocate and give us what we're giving them remains to be seen. But getting back to the Avanti Brahmana, he lost some of his wealth through government authorities, and his family relieved him of some of his wealth. Now, in most situations, with those that are in love with each other, the husband, the wife, the children with their parents, when one has money, we love you very much. When it is gone, we're gone. In the traditional marriage vow, I think they still put in sickness and in health, for richer or for poorer, but because we're in Kali Yuga right now, we are becoming extremely materialistic, and it is very important and very necessary to read from time to time the instructions that are given in the scriptures, because they help us, even in the times of this materialism, to understand that sometimes if we are not using what we have properly, and also if we're favored for perfection by the Lord, things can be taken away from us. Now, that can be money. It could be that job. Maybe that job that you wanted was taken away from you because maybe it was not the right type of environment. Maybe there was a better job out there for you. Maybe that particular loved one, person that you're in love with, the engagement didn't go over, the wedding didn't go off, because maybe you would have not gone down the proper path of devotion. Maybe you would have been temporarily happy for a moment, but in pure hell for the rest of your life. We have to come to the understanding that when things are taken away from us, as was the case with the Avanti Brahmana, we look at it in such a way as to understand that the Lord is favoring us, that he is setting us up not for failure, but for perfection. And also that can include health. Every single one of us has at some point or another experience some type of health issue. And when you look back at it, it's like you don't remember it so much, but at the time it was like you didn't think you'd ever get through it. But even a health issue that isn't the most perfect situation that one can be in
can be beneficial to us. For myself, I remember, and it's not that I don't think I'm a clumsy person, but recently when I was out of the country on some very unlevel roads and thinking that I was in America, I tried to keep the pace, tried to keep a speedy pace with everyone, and I fell twice. Now, in the process of that, I lost the use of a hand. And I'm thinking, good Lord, okay, what next, Lord? What why are you doing this? I'm on a vacation. You have totally nullified my chanting hand. So what do you expect me to do? So I have these conversations with the Lord because he's the Lord. And we all have our own personal rosters with him. But in the process of it, that was over 2 months ago. In the process, I learned how to chant in other ways. I learned to use the time, place, and circumstance to do the needful, to find more time to meditate and to be still. And at the time, it was a horrible position to be in. But when I look back at what I went through and I look at myself in the chanting now, I would say that my chanting has gotten a bit better. I'm more sincere because sometimes what happens is we don't miss anything until it's taken away from us. And even with the Avanti Brahmana, even his religiosity, the ability to cultivate it was taken away. And we'll find that whatever's really important to us, once it's taken away, then we really begin to appreciate it. So we have to really be in a mood that, let's see, I'm trying to remember the scenario of someone sent a video. They're always sending something on WhatsApp. But it was talking about things that happen in our lives and how we can accept them or reject them, or how we can use them to facilitate something much higher. Now, the scenario they were going through was September the 11th. Now, of course, it was a horrible time. It was a horrible event. But quite a few people lost their lives. However, there were those who, for instance, the alarm clock didn't go off, so they never made it to work. One individual couldn't get a cab that day. And the point I'm making is that we can look at things and think, why is this happening? But there's always a reason behind it. Either it's being caused by the Adiatma, Adibhautika, or Adidevika. But in the September 11th situation, one individual, one lady, broke the heel of her shoe. So she had to go to the, I think they still have shoe repair shops. She had to go to the shoe repair shop and have it repaired. She never made it to work. Another spilled coffee on themselves, and they had to go home and change. I don't mean to minimize the effects of the events that take place in our life, but how we respond to it is what's important. What's also important to remember is that there are no accidents. Wherever we are right now is exactly where we're supposed to be. There's a purpose for every single thing. And now would be a good time to think about what is going on in your life and what is it that you would do to change the path or change the direction, if needed, in your life. Exactly What would you do differently based on the things that have happened in your life? The saying is, when you get a lemon, make lemonade. How we respond to what happens makes a big difference in our progress. And with the Avanti Brahmana, it goes on to explain, and I won't give the rest of the text away. It explains how he has the opportunity to lose all of his wealth, all of the potential for sense gratification. And as I said, sometimes when we don't have something, we miss it a lot. The key thing that I'm talking about is the cultivating religiosity. And as I said previously, he had all the pious credits. He was a very pious person. But he was covered over from the wealth. And that's where we are right now. We're very much covered. We have no idea. We don't really appreciate the fact that the Lord on the altar in his many forms, we are part of him. We have a life in the spiritual world, in Krishna Loka, and it is so much better than this one right here. But because we're covered up, and because, how was it mentioned, we're all in various stages of taking a shower, we're all in a cleansing process, we have to take advantage of the situations. Whatever happens in our lives, it could either make us or break us, and that's completely up to us as to how we react to it. In this particular situation, the Avanti Brahmana used it to turn around his life. And more so, not just the Avanti Brahmana, but think of situations where something really terrible has happened in your life. And depending on the group of people you're with, you could either go with the flow and feel down and out and just welcome the lower energy that's around you. Or you can use it as a pivotal point to elevate yourself from where you are to a different level of understanding. And that's the opportunity that we have been given, that devotees have been given, and that those that are listening to this on the radios and internet, I have to remember that everyone that's listening is not necessarily someone that's taken diksha, so I have to be realistic about it. We have to take advantage of the downs in our lives to look at it and to see how we can turn it around and change it. Because we've been given these human bodies, we have the ability to make our own decisions. We have the ability of free will. And this is a perfect opportunity to reassess your life, to look at what you did a year ago. Not only that, look at what you did yesterday and what could you do better? I remember my Gurudev, whenever he would visit, when I lived out of state, every time he visited our dham, he would always say that whatever position we're in, the last time that he visited us, we should have been to some degree, let me say this right, there should be a change in us. There should be some progress that should be made. We should not be the same. There is always room for improvement. And as devotees, and as those that are in the process of being devotees, there is always room for improvement. No matter what you feel has been taken away from you, there is always an opportunity to make the best of a bad situation. You can look at history, look at the different ethnic groups, and look how They've pulled themselves out of situations that we can't even possibly fathom. There were many Avanti Brahmanas, but they were called different names from different ethnic groups, which means that none of them are any different than we are, that we may be a little bit luckier because we have a scientific process, we have instructions on how to live a higher level life, to live a life that is of higher taste. And I don't think that there's any other time like the present to take a look and evaluate. Where are you? What is happening in your life? How can you change any negativity that's going on, or however you're assessing a situation? Look at it. Stand outside, like standing outside a forest, and look at it. What is it you can do to increase your level of devotion? There are so many different ways to do devotional service. And the Lord is very merciful. He doesn't demand that we're perfect all the time. It's okay if you're reading the scriptures and your heart is in it and you're not understanding it completely. That's okay. If the shloka, the Sanskrit, isn't being pronounced right, the Lord knows you mean well. He's grading you, not anyone else. How we interact with the Lord, how we see the Lord, is how we should be looking at others. Everyone that whose path we cross, we're not always going to be able to invite them over to dinner or maybe sit down and have a pleasant chat with them. But sometimes the best thing that we can possibly do is dig deep and look for the Krishna, look for the super soul in them, because all of us have really good qualities. We all are at different levels of understanding, but we're given the opportunity to learn how to see the good and the God in each of us, and that no matter where any of us are, it's always important. If you see someone that's not having the best day, if we're able to pick them up, try to lift them up. With the Avanti Brahmana, the destitution that he may have seemed to suffer was actually to his advantage. So I guess the thought that we could have for the day is, what is the most uncomfortable, unpleasant thing that's happened in your life recently or in the past? And are you in a position to turn that around and dovetail it in Krishna service? Because whatever it is you're doing, whatever income you have, whatever family association you have, Krishna should be right in the center of it. And when you keep Krishna in the center of your life, no matter what on the outside may seem like it's going on that's wrong, as long as you keep Krishna in the center, you will always be able to come out of that situation. And as a rule, you come out in a better mood and as a better person. So that would be the point to make in life. Thank you. Thank you. That would be the point for today. What situation are you experiencing now? Have you experienced recently or in the past? And maybe you didn't react so positively to it, or you didn't see it as a point where you can take off and do something positive, more positive with it. And the worse the situation, usually right around the corner from a really terrible situation, is something really good that's about to happen. So think of it that way. Whenever things are happening in your life and it just seems like you can't catch a break, hang in there. By the skin of your teeth, if necessary, hang in there. Because based on my own personal experiences, and I can't speak for everyone, but I've seen different situations. And generally, when something really horrible is going on, there is a light at the end of the tunnel. And generally, we're the ones that are carrying the flashlight. We just forget to turn it on. So I'm going to end at this point. And I do appreciate everyone that was here. I like the assembled devotees and the ones that are assembled transcendentally. And it is always a wonderful opportunity to come before the Lord at home or in the temple and read the scriptures. And also, I must also say I have to be humble that if there was anything that was pronounced improperly, forgive me. We're always on a learning curve. No one is perfect, but the point is, we have excellent examples in Krishna consciousness. And any opportunity that we have to lift someone up, let's do that instead of putting them down. Okay, I'll end at this point. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Gaura Premananda. Hari Bol, Hare Krishna.